The 12 to 28 mile deep crustal magma reservoir has never been imaged before. It connects the well-known upper chamber to the Yellowstone hotspot plume below. Fanshi Lin is a study co-author and an assistant geology and geophysics professor at the U.
So this discovery really tells us that there's also another magma reservoir in between, which kind of connect the mantle plume and also the magma chamber in the upper crust.
Lin says they use data from the National Science Foundation's EarthScope U.S. array of 2,000 seismometers across the country in combination with the 60 monitors in the park operated by the University of Utah.
And that provides us just much more data coverage. And that's why now we can do this kind of study.
Lin says it's typical with a discovery like this that it leads to more questions.
So we would like to first try to look different volcanic systems and see whether this kind of feature is common or not. Another thing we really want to do is try to study more details about this magma chamber.
Lin says the new discovery is no indication of an increased threat of eruption, and he highly recommends visiting the park. Co-authors of the study, published Thursday in the journal Science, include Xinhua Huang, Jamie Farrell, and U of U researcher and professor emeritus Robert Smith. Scientists from the University of New Mexico and the California Institute of Technology were also part of the team. Bob Nelson, KUER News.